The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion, they hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, God, I love that. How many times do you think we played that already? Got to take a guess, 100 times? Just go to my Instagram and Facebook account right now. There's a picture of me davening at the Wailing Wall, or the Western Wall in Israel. And I couldn't agree with President Trump anymore. My own family and friends, disgraceful. My own sister, voting for Democrats. They hate the Jews. So Donald Trump has been right the whole way for the better part of 10 years. And his daughter-in-law, she's the real star. Now the co-chair of the RNC. I'm proud to call her a close friend. She's been great for me on this show. The great Lara Trump. Lara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I don't know if the accolade might be too big. It's very nice of you to say. Don't give me too much pressure here, Sid. I don't know. I want to try to live up to it.
No, you always do, and everything I say is true. In fact, I probably don't say enough. That's how great you are. But tell me how it's been so far the first couple of weeks as the RNC co-chair.
Well, it's been amazing. As people probably noticed, the week after I was elected as co-chair and Michael Whatley was elected as chairman of the RNC, there were some big changes. We did a lot of, shall we say, staff restructuring within the RNC. I think the nice thing right now, and something that I can say this as someone who's been through now three presidential campaigns, it's shocking, Sid. I mean, the fact that I'm like 18 years old and I've been through three already, amazing. But this is my third one. And I'll tell you, the first two, there was never a true cohesive bond between the campaign and the RNC. We are one entity now. There is no daylight between these two organizations. And the nice thing is, instead of having two people to do the same job for the campaign and the RNC, we're utilizing the same people. We're saving money. We're making sure that every dollar donated to the RNC, to the Trump campaign, to our joint fundraising committee is going towards causes we care about, is going towards winning on November 5th. At the top of the ticket and all the way down. So we're approaching things differently. And I think the reality is we have to play this game differently if we want to win. The Democrats have been playing chess, and we've been playing checkers now for decades, it seems. As Republicans, we're going to catch up now. We have 222 days to go, and I'm looking forward to a big victory on November 5th.
All right. Love it. So, you know, look, we're much better off with you and Whatley. I'm not here to crap on Ronna McDaniel. She had her time, and she did some good things. It was over. That's fine. But what do you think about the way she's been treated by MSNBC and NBC? They hire her, and then Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow and Nicole Wallace and those skanks Joe and Mika, they go nuts, and then they fire her after one appearance on Meet the Press. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's just so obvious, isn't it? These people are just going to solidify what we all suspected about them and what they've all basically proven to us over the past 8 years, which is that they want to exist in an echo chamber. They don't want to give their audience even the hint of anything other than what they need to spoon feed them to keep them within the Democrat stranglehold. They don't want a wealth of different opinions and some discussions that might inform people on different viewpoints. They just want to recite verbatim the talking points that obviously are being handed down from the DNC, from the Biden campaign, from the Biden White House. And it is such a shame because, you know, if you actually get your information from these outlets, you are not well informed. They're giving you the information they want you to have. And it's pretty obvious. They had Ronna on there for less than a week of employment there at NBC. And obviously the talent is running the entire organization. These people are so afraid to step out of the bounds of anything that these folks might dictate as the hosts of their shows that they cowered to them. And it's just so sad for the future of the country that you have some organizations that call themselves news outlets and can't have a different opinion on there. What a shame.
So we're going to break momentarily, talk about the ruling for your father-in-law and your husband, Derek, and all that. But before we do, last time you were on, you got a lot of play because I told you this. There are still a lot of Republicans deathly afraid that even though your father-in-law is winning just about every poll everywhere, that the Democrats are going to find a way to steal it from him. I got news for you. He's afraid. He's told me that both on the air and in confidence. But you are one of the people hard at work making sure that that doesn't happen, or at the very least, limiting that from happening. What are you doing to make that true?
Yeah, well, it's the most important thing, I think, election integrity and this upcoming election. You look back at 2020, you have 75 plus million Americans who say, what the heck happened there? And nobody gave us any answers. And if we do not have a country where we trust our election process here in America, we really aren't the United States of America anymore. So nothing could be more important. Look, at the RNC, we have the ability now to train poll workers. This is something that there was a moratorium on at the RNC for somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 years. A year ago, it was lifted. We are training people to work in these polling locations. We want lawyers in every single polling location across the country to ensure that if anything goes wrong in a second's notice, they can attack it. We also, Sid, have to make sure the message is loud and clear out there to everyone in this country. If you cheat in an election, we will prosecute you to the full extent of the law. Do not fall for it. Do not do it. It isn't worth trying because we will go after you. We have to take things into account like early voting, like ballot harvesting everywhere it is legal, mail-in voting. We want to encourage people across the country to vote in the way that you can vote and do it as early as you possibly can and then work every day up until election day after that to take people to the polls, to assist your friends and family in getting there. Make sure that every person is voting. And that way, as we head into November 5th, election day this year, we aren't playing catch-up. It is much harder for the Democrats to then cheat whenever we have such an advantage on our side. I had a great meeting yesterday at the RNC with a guy named Scott Pressler. People might be familiar with him. He has single-handedly registered more voters in this country for the Republicans than probably any person in history. He's incredible. We are going to legally, in every way we legally can, partner with his organization and work together with him because we share the same goals, which is winning on election day. We are pulling out all the stops. We're leaving nothing to chance because nothing is more important than winning this election.
Agreed. And talking about winning, I contend that your husband, your father-in-law, they won. And they won big a couple of days ago. We'll take a short break. This is the great Larry Trump. We'll come back and talk about the last couple of days that was for her father-in-law, her husband, and the country. Larry Trump, sticking with us. I got a woman, she won't be true now. I got a woman, stay drunk all the time.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident. Sit in Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Let's do this. A beautiful and brilliant Larry Trump is still with me. Hey, Lara. Oh, I love this song. Blown it all sky high. Hey, Lara.
Love when, that.
It's a good song. I think this guy's from North Carolina. I made that up. how about that
Might
Duke
well
team?
Be.
I know. Your father-in-law found out a couple of days ago that the bond was no longer $500 million, but $175 million. Now, your husband, part of that, too, $4 million, Eric, $4 million, Junior. So you had your own stake in that. What were your thoughts when you heard that? Big win, right? Big win.
Well, it is a big win because the original bond was so obscene and exorbitant. I mean, like, it's crazy. You couldn't get a bonding company anywhere to actually give you that money, as evidenced by, you know, the fact that my husband and the entire Trump organization went out to 30 different sureties to try and secure a bond that size. It's never been done before. You know what's really sick, Sid?
Yeah.
What is really sick is that Bernie Madoff, who had a Ponzi scheme, the largest in history, took tens of billions of dollars away from people. Guess what his bond was? $10 million.
Yeah.
$175 million is still insane and over the top.
Yes.
But listen, it is something that's doable, so we will take that win. Yeah. And hopefully what this means is that cooler heads will prevail in the future.
They
that
will.
Is on the right track, and we'll take it.
They will. And by the way, Sam Bankman-Fried, another guy, much lower bond, who, much like Bernie Madoff, robbed people of hundreds of millions of dollars. So he's in the same boat. Then we come to find the same day that, along with this repulsive, as Donald called her on this show, slob, the Attorney General Letitia James, this repulsive district attorney, Alvin Bragg, sets a court date now. It's going to be, the judge did, April the 15th. Selfishly, I'm glad he's going to be here for a couple of weeks. I'll get to see him. But on a serious note, how does that hinder his campaign, being here for possibly 8 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not ideal when you are the Republican nominee, or the obvious Republican nominee for president, to be stuck in a place like New York for that long. Although I will say Donald Trump is very focused on winning the state of New York, so don't kid yourself there. Maybe we could set up a couple of rallies while he's there in the area.
Oh.
But look, I think the truth is that we're in a very unique time in the history of this country. You've never had the opportunity in modern history to compare two presidencies and say, here's how this person operates as president because we've seen it, and here's how the other person operates as president because we've seen it. You can do that right now with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So while him being out around the country campaigning, doing rallies is an important thing, people remember, Sid, the days of Donald Trump as president. They remember who made life more affordable for them, who made this country more safe and secure, who basically stabilized the entire world, whether you're talking about peace agreements in the Middle East that were historic, like the Abraham Accords, or historic trade agreements with China. These are things that were very positive for our country, but for the world in general. And people know who brought it to them. It was Donald Trump. People understand right now they are not better off with Joe Biden in the White House. So Joe Biden and his administration are doing a lot of campaigning for us, because every single day that passes, life is harder for people in this country.
Yep.
With Biden in that White House. And so, look, we'll do the best we can. We'll play this game that they're trying to make us play on the Democrat side. And I can assure you we'll be doing everything from the RNC to ensure that Donald Trump is back in that White House next January.
And we did discuss rallies, me and your father-in-law, even just on this show last Tuesday. So my hope is that he does get out in a bunch of places, and we'll be there right with him. Finally, in the final 60 seconds, I was talking to Brian Kilmeade, you know Brian from Fox News, and he said, you know, it may be a good idea for President Trump, because he's going to be stuck in court for 6 to 8 weeks, to start naming his cabinet. You know, tell me that Vivek is going to be here, or Tim Scott is going to be there. So when and if the president is caught in court and can't do something, those people can start to. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, surrogates are very important, obviously. And you just named two great surrogates right now for Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott. Now, I think what I would argue is that perhaps he wants to wait on naming his vice presidential running mate pick before we get to that cabinet. But yes, it is very important. And I think regardless of whether or not these people have a position within the administration in any respect, they understand the importance as well of this election. They understand that if Donald Trump is not back in that White House, we're going to lose this country. So we're going to be out there in full force. My entire family, I can guarantee you, will be out on the road, as well as some of these great surrogates like you just mentioned. But look, Brian's a smart guy. I'm not going to say I disagree with any of that. We'll see what happens over, you know, the next couple of months. It's going to get crazy. Everybody buckle up from now till November.
Yeah.
Wait, this is about to get wild.
It is. And it's going to make the party even better, Lara. You're great. I love you. I really do. So continued success in your co-chair work, and we'll do this again very, very soon. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks so much.
All right, Lara. Lara Trump right there, ladies and gentlemen, the RNC co-chair, doing what she does about every 2 weeks on this show, kicking ass.